Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff of Lifestream Services, an organization that improves the quality of life for people in East Central Indiana who are at risk of losing their independence. They provide resources for aging and disabled individuals and their caregivers.
I am Joy Winslow. I am the Wellness Manager for Lifestream Services. We do not limit the volunteer time to just our normal office hours. We do have an application process. You just need to contact the office, and we would be able to walk the individual through that. Lifestream does not only the application process, we do background checks as well to make sure that those that are giving of their time to us meet our criteria, as well as we also look at those applications to place those with special skills with those programs that have special needs.
I'm Donna Pennicuff, and I help with marketing and communications and a variety of things at Lifestream Services. We have an Angel Works program in which a lot of different types of volunteer opportunities are available, whether it's helping at a cafe, whether it's helping with special events, possibly doing some things in the office, filling goodie bags, doing all kinds of things. We have lots of types of volunteer opportunities as well.
I'm Ken Adkins. I'm president and CEO of Lifestream Services. This fall, we will be sponsoring a day of going into a neighborhood and helping repair homes for seniors that have various issues that may be going on in that home. We did that this last fall and it was a huge success. We went in and worked on 25 different homes, had over 100 volunteers helping us do that. So if anybody has an interest in something of that nature, they enjoy working on a home, building a ramp, doing some minor remodeling or repair work in a home, that would be a good opportunity for someone to come in to help us. It's just a half a day, but by coordinating all the people together like we do, we can get 25 homes fixed up in just one morning, and it's a real blessing to those individuals that receive that service. Lifestream Services over the past several years has had our budgets cut, like most other nonprofits. Our budgets have been cut by about $2 million in the past several years, and that has made things obviously much more difficult. But we have been able to manage that change, and believe it or not, even with those cuts, we're serving just as many almost, and if not more next year than what we have in the past. And that's because we are not doing things today just because we did them yesterday. We're examining everything we're doing. We're trying to improve and tighten things up and look to the future. The Community Care Transitions Program is a good example. We're altering other services that we're doing so we can have maximum impact on the people that we need to serve.
You'll hear more about Lifestream Services all this month on Community Connection. For information about how you can connect with Lifestream Services, go online to www.lifestreaminc.org or call 800-589-1121. Lifestream Services is an underwriter of Indiana Public Radio. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.